This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
It's time for some Mountain Wave Weather. Brought to you by John, the Mountain Wave Weather Dude.
All right, before we get to John.
Sure.
Okay, I just want to mention this. Okay. Often when John's on the air with us, we get texts saying, hey, why are you so rude? Why are you so rude to John? Okay. I don't feel like I am. I don't feel like I am at all.
I think it's when you cut him off.
Okay.
Right. I think that comes off as rude.
I don't want that perception out there. Yeah. I love John. I think John's the best at what he does, okay? And I think he's going to make one hell of a certified meteorologist one day.
I think he's graduating in May.
All right, so I don't want that impression out there, so I'm just going to sit back, let John do his thing. Jamie, it's all yours.
Okay.
Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. I just wanted to explain something there. Did you hear what I just said?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, I don't think you're being mean or rude or anything. I always enjoy talking to you guys. And
thank you, John.
You guys are funny. You guys got great topics. You're fun to listen to. So it's all good.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, buddy. Thanks, John. Just want to clear all this up, okay?
Now, John, right. let me tell you something. BJ off the air said, but I don't want to hear anything about upward slopes and downward slopes or any kind
now,
of slopes.
Now, wait a minute. We don't have to bring up stuff that I said off the air, okay? I just said sometimes, John, you get a little technical on it. I don't know upslopes. I don't know downslopes. I don't know cumulus. I don't know any of this.
You know cumulus. It's a cloud. It's my only cloud in my repertoire.
All right. So let's get to the meat and potatoes here, okay?
Okay. So what's going on, John?
Yeah. So you guys have probably heard we got a big storm moving in. It's going to be one of those interesting spring storms because, we've seen this a couple of times. Denver may not get a whole lot out of this in terms of snowfall. But as you go further south and east, those areas are probably going to get quite a bit more snowfall out of it. So there's two things going on. First of all, it's just the track of the storm, but also it's the temperatures. The temperatures are going to be fairly warm with this one. So what that means is usually you see higher elevations get the snow and lower elevations tend to miss out.
Gotcha.
So we're not going to get a lot of snow, it sounds like.
If you're in and around Denver, and especially up towards the north, like Fort Collins, Loveland, you'll probably see very little, if any. But if you go down somewhere to like Castle Rock, for instance, or especially if you go further east, like out where I am, those are the areas that are going to get hit quite a bit harder.
Oh, where hog the snow, are you?
Are you like in Franktown, or where are you?
I'm, if you know where the town of Elbert is, I'm just west of there, so it's like south. Southwest of Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Oh, I know where Elizabeth is. Yeah.
What about Littleton, Colorado?
Oh, it always has to be about you.
Littleton might see a couple inches out of this as well.
You can measure it with your wiener.
Leave me alone. You know what?
That throw off.
That's no way to talk to John.
I was talking to you.
Sorry.
Anyway, what? Okay, couple inches, yeah.
Okay. So it's just the tricky part is this one's all about the timing, all about the speed. The models think it's going to be a little too quick, so it's not going to stay around long enough for a lot of that heavier snow. However, we sometimes see with storms like this, if it slows down or if it forms a little bit further west, then all those areas I talked about are still in play with some of the heavier snow. So right now it's not looking likely, but there's still a chance there. But with the data we're seeing, we're going with more of just, you know, south and east of Denver, and especially east across the plains is where you're going to get the blizzard conditions, a lot of wind, and even if you don't have a lot of snow, you'll have a lot of that wind blowing around.
This sounds like a complete dud.
Sure does. You can use the word dud, John. Yeah. We're fine with it.
I feel like this
well,
is
I'm
a dud.
I'm all bummed out now. I wanted a big blizzard. I wanted the doozy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you could drive down to about where I am because it'll probably be pretty good down there. But also, if this one doesn't turn out, there's another storm system coming in Thursday, Friday that looks interesting as well. So
okay.
Still got some shots coming down the pipeline here.
See, but the thing is, I like nice weekends, so I was really hoping doozy and then nice weekend again, you know?
Yeah, me too. Like, hey, this past weekend was great.
If I come down for the snow, can I stay a couple of nights?
We do have a guest bedroom.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I'll bring a suitcase.
Yeah, you have to help plow the driveway, though.
Yeah, I'm not having a lot of fun in my house lately. Let's come down and hang with you and the baby.
Because his father-in-law moved in.
Yeah. Or Grandpa Gus.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
How about I bring him with me to your house?
Why don't you just drop him off?
Yeah. Say, we might have plenty of snowdrifts out here, so you never know if you need to throw someone in a snowdrift.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
now
John.
John, everybody.
John.
Right,
John.
And then when will you do your next update on your page? By the way, it's Mountain Wave Weather.
Yeah, so this storm, I'm going to be doing one here in the next hour, and then I'm going to have a couple throughout the day and maybe another one or two tomorrow just as the storm moves in, because like I said, if this thing shifts at all, then we're kind of at a new ball game. Yeah. And then I'm going to, throughout the week, I'll be having more up on the next storm, which is, like I said, Thursday, Friday.
Wait,
so it's going to be a busy week.
So the storm isn't moving in tonight?
It is moving in tonight, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, because you said the morning.
Yeah. Just a question. For those of us that are going to get mostly rain, is it still a lot of precip associated
precip?
With this?
That was cool. You sounded cool.
Did I?
Yeah, you said precip instead of the whole
should
precip.
Have said rain?
No. You sounded cool.
Oh. Like, no, very
like,
much
like you were in the weather world.
Gotcha.
You know?
Very much precip with this one, John?
Again, that depends on where you are. I know you hate the upslope and the downslope part of it, but
don't go there. Do not go upslope, downslope. I don't get it.
The further south of Denver you go, the better precipitation you're going to have. The further north you go, not so much. And that's the same thing. But,
I've heard that Thursday, Friday is a bigger deal.
He said it's interesting.
It's interesting, yeah. It's a little early yet to say, like, oh, this is going to be a big one or a small one or whatever. But, it's definitely one to keep an eye on because, again, these spring storms, sometimes we have the first one turns out to be a dud, and then the second one turns out to hammer us. So,
hammer.
Yeah. It's just,
We
can get hammered. All right. Be available on Thursday. If you're around, be available on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be here all week.
All right. We'll catch you. We'll catch you. Thank you, Johnson. We'll see you.
And your baby's really cute. I saw a picture of him on Mountain Wave Weather. Adorable.
Oh, yeah. I took him out to the park yesterday. It was so nice. And he's like me. He'll sunburn in 30 minutes flat. So we got to put, you know, a big hat on him, sunglasses, keep him in the shade.
Yeah, I thought he was in disguise. Super cute.
Right. Yeah, like a witness protection program or something.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you, John.
Thank you, John.
Thank
talk to you on
Thank
Thursday.
You for being available. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me on. Take care, guys. Appreciate it.
What a nice dude.
He's so nice.
Good guy.
He's so nice.
He is. He's
why
great.
He deals with you, I don't know.
Because I'm nice to him, too.
Precinct.
I am.
My ass.
All right. So, basically what we found out here, not much going to happen, folks.
Yeah.
Not much. Unless you're in the mountains and on the eastern plains.
Yeah.
Then you could get some heavy snow,
or
maybe.
Colorado Springs sounds like it's going
to
be.
Maybe down there if you want to drive down there, but who wants to do that? All right. But
a lot of people commute.
But.
Michelle commutes every day to Colorado Springs.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
But.
Not everybody's in Littleton.
Thursday and Friday could get hammered.
Yeah.
I like that word.
It looks interesting.
Getting hammered, man. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.